It's Thursday after Ash Wednesday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. These first few days of Lent are newcomers. Lent in ancient times began with the first Sunday. These days, however, have an important purpose. They are almost like the narthex of a church, the entrance portal. And speaking of entrance portals, the Roman station today is San Giorgio in Velabro, built in the 7th century to replace an earlier building in the Greek quarter near the docks of the Tiber River, where there were various markets. The church was dedicated in 683 for Saints George and Sebastian, another soldier saint, who was martyred nearby and whose body was thrown into the great ancient Roman drainage sewer, the Cloaca Maxima, that runs under where the church now stands. You can still see the exit of that at the Tiber River. Here, in the church, you can also venerate the skull of St. George. When you walk through the 13th century porch, which was restored after the Mafia blew it up in 1993, I was in Rome, I remember hearing the boom that blew up that porch, you will see a beautiful inlaid Cosmatesque floor, and a wooden ceiling decorated with stars, and a fresco in the apse by Pietro Cavallini of Christ, with Mary and Saints Peter and George and Sebastian. And you can tell it's George because he has a white horse. Most of the important churches of Rome, including the ancient stations, have a cardinal assigned to them. Cardinals are technically clergy of Rome. One of the titular cardinals of San Giorgio in the past was St. John Henry Newman. This year, when possible, I'm going to be linking also to some nice little video projects by a friend of mine who lives in Rome, who explores all the station churches. So be sure to check out the blog post for this, just in case you're listening by another method. From the Parochial and Plain Sermons by St. John Henry Newman. Let not the year go round and round without a break and interruption in its circle of pleasures. Give back some of God's gifts to God, that you may safely enjoy the rest. Fast, or watch, or abound in alms, or be instant in prayer, or deny yourselves society, or pleasant books, or easy clothing, or take on some irksome task or employment. Do one, or the other, or some, or all of these, unless you say that you have never sinned. Ever bear in mind that day which will reveal all things, and will test all things so as by fire, and which will bring us into judgment ere it lodges us in heaven. The worse sinners are nice people who, by denying sin, make the cure of sin impossible. Sin is very serious, but it is more serious to deny sin. That is why those who very often deny sin become scandalmongers, tale-bearers, and hypercritics, because they have to project their real guilt outside of themselves to others, and this gives them also a great illusion of goodness. It will be found generally true that the increase of fault-finding is in direct proportion to the denial of sin. Fulton Sheen. A difference in the masses during Lent is the prayer over the people, which occurs after the last oration, but before the final blessing and last gospel. We'll hear more of these as we get into Lent, but here is the Oratio Super Populum for today. Let us pray. Bow your heads to God. Spare, O Lord, spare your people, that being chastened with well-deserved scourging, they may find relief through your compassion. Oremus, humiliate capita vestra Deo. Parce, Domine, parce, populo tuo, ut dignis flagellationibus castigatus, in tua miseratione respiret. Per Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum, filium tuum, qui tengo vivit et reinat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.